welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
God is for you. He's not against you. He's not up there with a big, huge bat ready to bat you down like that game at the carnivals where the gopher comes up and you keep hitting it every time it comes up for air. That's not God. God is for us. He's not against us. God wants us to prosper. God wants us to live above and not beneath. Can you say amen? There's a story in Exodus 32, 26, and it talks about how Moses went up to the mountain and the people got tired of waiting down in the desert, and so they started to play. And the scripture says there in Exodus 32, 26, that God sent an angel to say, whoever is on the Lord's side, say the Lord's side, let him come to me. And I believe by the Spirit of God, that's what God is saying to the body of Christ, that if you're on the Lord's side, then you need to live like it, act like it, look like it, speak like it, love like it, move about the earth like we're on the Lord's side. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said that there were going to be three groups of people here today, and I believe that there's these three groups of people everywhere in church. Did you know the devil goes to church? Just listen to some believers' conversations, and you'll know the devil went to church. And in the house of God and the body of Christ, there's three groups of people. There's those that are on fire for God, and they're believers that are acting like believers, and they're not make-believers. And what the Holy Spirit said to me is, those of you that are on fire for God this morning, you're going to be encouraged that you're living right, and you're going to be encouraged to stand your ground. And I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to condemn anybody. Anybody who knows me for more than 5 minutes knows that I'm an encourager and I love people. And I want to encourage people and get the best out of them and get them to see what the best is and what God's put in them. And the second group of people that the Spirit of the Lord said would be here is lukewarm people. Those are people who have a foot in and a foot out. And they're getting colder by the moment. You know, we're going to take our spiritual temperature this morning, because the time is so late and the hour is so short. There's the on-fire believer. There's the lukewarm believer. One foot in, one foot out, and getting colder by the moment. See, what happens when you get lukewarm is you don't stay there. When I was a little girl, my mother used to say to me, if you're not moving forward, Carolyn, you're going backwards. And I truly believe that. We need to be moving forward in the kingdom, not just standing where we were. Every one of us who's in this place this morning should look back on our life last year and say, wow, thank the Lord. I have grown in the Spirit. Amen. And the third group of people are those that are just cold. You've gone from lukewarm to cold or backslidden or unsaved. You never met the Lord as your Lord and Savior. You never asked Christ to come in. And in the Old Testament, when you look at the tabernacle, this is just the way God broke it down to me. I'm going to break it down the same way. In the tabernacle, there was the outer court where the cold people were, where some unsaved people came to associate with the cold people. And there were lots of people. There were crowds in the outer court. But after the outer court, then there was the inner court. And that's where the basin was for washing. And so the crowd trimmed down, and there was less people in the inner court. But they were washing and asking for forgiveness and washing and repenting and sinning and repenting and sinning and repenting. Those are the lukewarm ones, one foot in, one foot out. But then there's the holy place people. That's behind the veil where the Bible says where the priest was. And only those that knew God were allowed in that place. Those are the on fire, Holy Ghost baptized, loving God and running hard for Jesus group of people. Can you say amen? Amen. Let's take our temperature this morning. That's in the holy place. These are the God seekers. How many of you are a God seeker this morning? Praise God. Let's go over and look in Revelation chapter 12. We have to be careful how we live, church. We have to live life on purpose. Not in the outer court where there's crowds. Not even in the inner court where we're constantly sinning and repenting. But it's time to come near and get on God's side and live on God's side every day. Not some of the time, but all of the time. Can you say amen? Why? Revelation chapter 12, we're going to do these verses backwards. We're going to go to 12 and then we're going to go up. It says, therefore be glad, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea. For the devil has come down to you in fierce anger, fury, because he knows that his time is short. The enemy knows his time is short. The enemy knows the Lord's coming. And he's doing everything he can to undermine the believer, not the non-believer. But sometimes I wonder if the church realizes where we are and where we're living. That the time is so short. And we need to be living in the inner place, close to the heart of God. Drawing nigh to God on every occasion and every day. And then look at verse 11. It says, they overcame and conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony, for they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing. What does this say in the King James? We overcome the enemy who came to earth, who knows his time is short. Do you know your time is short? Do we know where we're living in the hour we're living in? Do we know why things are happening the way they are? Are we hearing the heartbeat of God? Are we speaking to the Father and listening to what he has to say to us to know what's going on around us? Here it says we can overcome the devil who was hurled to earth by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Our word and our testimony about the blood is that we plead the blood and we're covered in the blood and we're more than conquerors and we're behind the veil, people, because Jesus rent the veil and we have access to come in and live close to the heart of God, not be lukewarm, not be cold, but be fiery, baptized, Holy Ghost filled people living out their life in the earth in purpose and doing what God has called us to do. Can you say amen? Amen? Verse 10 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now, say now, is come salvation. And this is what salvation means. It's right there in the Amplified. Power, kingdom, strength, dominion. We have power. We have power and authority thanks to the blood of Jesus. We overcome every situation. Every circumstance, everything the enemy can throw at us and stay close to the heart of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have power. We're in a kingdom. Can you say amen? Amen. We're not just people on earth. We're not regular people. We're kingdom people. God's put himself on the inside of you and on the inside of me so that we can control things, so that we can move in the spirit, so we don't have to stay the way we are. We don't have to stay cold. If you're cold today, get warm. If you're cold today, come by the fire. Hallelujah. If you're cold today, pass the outer court, get past the inner court, leave some of the crowd behind you in the outer court that are not helping you to get warm. And once you get warm, say, God, I endeavor to get red hot for Jesus and be all that he's called me to be. Somebody needs to say hallelujah. Why? Because the time is short. And because the enemy would love nothing more than to cause us to go from being red hot for the Lord and on fire and on purpose for God and just draw a little bit away and come out to the place where we start to cool off, one foot in, one foot out, and we go from cooling off, one foot in, one foot out, we go all the way backwards to where we don't even know God anymore. Take your temperature this morning. Get the pulse today. Say, God, where am I? Am I cold? Am I lukewarm? Am I on fire for you? I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, power, kingdom, strength. Receive strength in the name of the Lord this morning. You know, the enemy tries to wear us out with trials and tests. And I know Pastor and I have experienced, as many of you, all of you have experienced trials and tests. But we should get a determination in our spirit that trials and tests are not going to push us away from God and cause us to become lukewarm and then cold and then back out of his will, but that trials and tests should cause us to press into God more than we ever have before, knowing that God is not against us, that God is for us. Look at your neighbor and say, God is for you, not against you. Then it says, power, kingdom, strength, Revelation 12:10. Dominion of our God. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them day and night Accused here in the Greek means verbal assault. How many have gone through it or going through it? Constant negativity in your mind. Constant negativity about your situation. Constant talking and chattering of the enemy or the news media or other people, whatever it might be, over and over and over, a verbal assault. The Bible calls the devil, church, the accuser of the brethren. He never stops talking. He never stops talking and we stop talking. He never stops assaulting with negative thinking and we shut our mouth with what we should be answering. No, Satan, it is written. I overcome you by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony on the blood of the Lamb is you shut your mouth and this book does work. Amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. The accuser of the brethren. Joel 3. Turn there in your Bible, 9 and 10. Just read it with me. The Message Bible says it this way. Announce this. This is awesome, the way the Message puts it. Prepare for battle. Wake up the mighty men. Listen, soldiers at attention. Present arms. Advance. We're not backing up. We're not going to the lukewarm place and to the cold place. We're on the advance. Everything about God is on the advance. Can you say amen? Amen. And wake up there means open your eyes, rise up, stir up. So that scripture reads this way. Announce this. I'm announcing it today. God's been saying to me day after day after day after day for a few months now, tell my people to wake up. Tell my people the hour is late. Tell my people it's not time to be asleep. Tell my people it's not time to be discouraged. Tell my people it's not time to be heavy and under heaviness. Tell my people to open up their eyes and see me. Tell my people that I am for them and not against them. Tell my people that I have great things ahead for them. Tell my people they're the head and not the tail. Tell my people they're above and not beneath. Tell my people they're to control and dominate this earth. Tell my people I put them here for a reason, for a purpose. Such a time as this, just like Esther. Somebody say hallelujah. Wake up. Wake up. The devil's been pulling on your toe. Wake up. The devil's trying to get you to go back a little bit. Wake up. The devil's trying to cause discouragement and length of time to cause you to give up. Wake up. Wake up. Arise. Announce this. Prepare for battle. Wake up the mighty men and women. Soldiers at attention. Present arms. Advance. Let the weak say I'm strong. I'm tough. I'm a fighter. That's what the Message says. I'm tough. I'm a fighter. Hallelujah. Stand up. Hallelujah. Stand up. And as you're standing, say, God, I'm not going to be lukewarm. I'm not going to be cold. I'm going to advance. Hallelujah. Listen, this is what I'm going to say, and you're going to repeat it. Prepare for battle. Soldiers at attention. Present arms. Advance. I say I'm strong. I'm tough. I'm a fighter. Come on, give God a shout of praise now. Wake up. Wake up to God. Wake up to the anointing. Wake up to the power of the Holy Ghost. Wake up to your authority. Wake up to who God's called you to be. Stop living underneath your privilege. You're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.